Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Casper, Wyoming at the Horse Nation's Indian Relay Council Championship of Champions, the national finals for Indian Relay horse racing, a very exciting time. You know, it is in the entertainment business, and a production is certainly involved. Our guest today has been in production from the big Window Rock, Arizona, Indian National Finals Rodeo, and many places around the country with the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. She is of the White River Apache descent and tribe in beautiful Northeast Arizona. Her name is Charlie Bendeley. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Randy. It's good to be with you today.
Well, it's always good to be with you as an announcer. When I see that you're there, I know that you can even make me sound good.
Oh, we do our best.
Yes, you do. And a selection of music that is very important in the entertainment business and the sound. I mean, at a rodeo, if you can't hear that 6-time champ of the world, Sage Kimsey, up against the number one bull in the nation is up, I mean, it certainly takes away from it. And to have, like, John Wayne walking down the street in a Western movie and turn the sound off, it's some guy walking down the street. You turn the sound on, and it's theatrical. You have a very important job in our industry.
Oh, it is very important, Randy, and sometimes people, I don't think, realize how important it is.
Well, you always do a great job. You have great sound and a great knack for your timing with music, and that's an acquired art, I understand.
Well, I've been a musician my whole life. I grew up in a musical family, and I've been doing rodeos for many years. I started singing at rodeos when I was a kid and back before computers and all of the electronics that we have nowadays, and it's come a long way. We're very blessed to have the technology that we have today.
Would you please share with us a little bit about your youth and your upbringing on the White Mountain Apache Reservation in beautiful Northeast Arizona?
Yes, I grew up cattle ranching on the White Mountain Apache Reservation there close to Fort Apache, and I was so blessed to have that kind of upbringing. And we, for fun, we would have small rodeos on our ranch, and we didn't have arenas. We just had chalk lines and different things like that. And then we went into the rodeo production business, and we did a lot of all-Indian rodeos, but we also did a lot of non-Indian rodeos off the reservation. And we just really enjoyed doing that for many, many years. I have some beautiful photos of my family clear back in the 1920s riding broncs there, and we would have big 4th of July rodeos on the ranch, and it was so much fun.
Yes, ma'am. And you and your husband have really stepped up the game. The first time I met him, it was for Jerry Nelson in Albany, New York. And you guys have been all over the country, including Benji. And he's been in the NFR several dozen times.
Yes, he has. Benji has really excelled in this business, and we're proud to call him our family and to be associated with him. And we have just taken a small niche off of what Benji is doing and found our niche in this business.
Yes, ma'am. And you have found a very unique way to make a living. It's not something that many people do. Can you share with any of the young ladies, potentially the young men listening, something that might encourage them to be unique and do something that they are truly passionate about?
Oh, yes, Randy. My biggest thing that I would say to them is have your own style. Develop your own way of doing this. And if you're interested, learn from the ones who have been there and done that and let them give you a few pointers and things. But be your own person. Don't try to pattern yourself too much after other people.
That's words of our champion, Charlie Bendeley of the White Mountain Apache from Arizona. Charlie, thank you very much for your time, and thanks for your rock and roll.
Thank you, Randy.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.